The U.S. Department of Commerce has announced that it will indeed initiate an investigation to determine if the Mexican government has subsidized Mexico's sugar production and whether that sugar is being dumped into the U.S. market. The American Sugar Coalition filed anti-dumping and countervailing duty petitions against Mexico's sugar industry on March 28th, as they now applaud the decision to investigate. The Mexican sugar industry, 20% of which is owned and operated by the Mexican government, has rapidly increased exports to the U.S. in recent years, rising from 9% of the U.S. market in fiscal year 2012 to nearly 18% in 2013. And according to recently updated USDA data, Mexico is accelerating its rate of exportation this year. As of March 31st, Mexico has already sent to America 1.15 million tons of sugar, putting it on pace to ship 2.3 million tons for the year. That's compared to last year's all-time record of 2.1 million tons. Unless the pace slows, imports of sugar from Mexico will be 500,000 tons more than U.S. government officials had expected for this year. U.S. producers say the growth in Mexico's exports to the U.S. is being fueled by substantial subsidies and by dumping margins of 45% or more. They also say Mexico is directly responsible for sinking U.S. sugar prices, which have fallen 50% since late 2011 and are back to the lows of the 1980s. For approximately 100 years, the United States has maintained anti-dumping and countervailing duty laws to ensure predatory trade practices don't drive domestic industries out of business. If U.S. producers are harmed, these laws permit duties to be imposed on the imported products that benefit from subsidies or are sold below fair market prices. The U.S. International Trade Commission is responsible for determining whether or not domestic producers are injured by dumped and subsidized imports and is expected to make a preliminary determination in this case in May. Julie Mack Peak with Southeast AgNet.